One, two, one, two, three, four.
Hey, hey, it's Shay Keister, and I'm your host for Casual Cattle Conversations, where we talk about all things related to ranching through sharing the stories and practices of different ranchers and their operations. Well, welcome back, and thanks for tuning in. It is Shay here. Now, this episode is going to be amazing for anyone who is interested in genetic testing, specifically with testing your commercial herds. Now, some of you may have already heard about it, but this is an excellent episode with Bryce Risa, who shares his experience with genetically testing his herd of commercial cattle and the value he receives from that. It's a short episode, it's quick, and Bryce does an excellent job of sharing his experience and story with using this type of technology within the beef industry. He talks about the challenges he faced right away, what he would have done different, and why he still continues to do this. So I hope you enjoy. Remember to give me a like, a share, or a shout out. Let me know your thoughts. I'd love to keep putting these episodes out. So with that, let's get on to the episode.
Hi, Bryce.
How are you, Shay?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
All right. Well, if you're good to go, we can get started.
Okay, let's do her.
Okay. So to get started, can you explain your background in the ranching industry?
Okay. I born and raised in Opi, Montana, which is 10 miles south of the Canadian line and 90 miles to the east from North Dakota, extreme northeast Montana. I'm on a ranch. Well, we farm and ranch with my mom and dad. Northern Lights Ranch is the name of the ranch. We run, 300 to 350 head of cows, depending on the year. And then we farm alongside that. But we've run pretty much straight red Angus cattle for as long as I've been alive. We've been, you know, we have a little cross in some of the commercial cows, but I started a little registered business probably 4 or 5 years ago, but it's pretty small compared to the commercial side of it.
Well, I guess I'm pretty fond of the red ones too.
they've seemed to work for us real good. So that's why we've kind of stepped with it.
With your commercial herd, the reason I wanted to talk to you today is because you do genomic testing on your herd, correct?
Correct. Yep.
So can you explain what type of testing you use and what you're looking for?
We started with the Red Angus Associations. They call it the Red Navigator, I think. And what we get is they identify sires of all the heifer calves, and then they give us a score kind of on the, they're not EPDs, but it's the same traits that the EPDs would have, but it's a 1 through 99 score on each calf of each trait. And then 1 would be the best, and 99 would be the poorest. Mm-hmm. And then they give you a herd average at the bottom of it. But we use it for heifer selection is kind of what we've really used it for. And the other thing that was kind of a surprise to us, we started as a heifer selection, but it really, you can identify some genetic issues within your herd with the sire identification part of it, which is when we started into it, that was what showed up quicker than the numbers part of the testing.
So you've hit some of the benefits there, but what else have you seen? What other benefits have you seen from using this testing?
We started out, it was the sires, because we, a lot of times when we breed, we have 150 cows in a pasture and we'll throw 5 or 6 bulls in there. And before that, you thought you knew what bulls were breeding what, but I have a few stories of, you thought one bull was doing all the breeding in the pasture and it wasn't. It was, you know, the other bull doing it. And now we've been in for a few years and we're finding our younger cows and we're keeping heifers with it. They just try to keep the heifers numbers above what the herd average would be of each trait. It varies, you know, not all of them could be just perfect, but that we've noticed our weaning weights in our younger cows are starting to creep up there. You know, you don't have the outlier that doesn't do very good as much. Mm-hmm. I mean, not saying they're all doing great, but as a whole, the younger cows I feel are starting to wean heavier calves for us in the fall.
Well, that's awesome to hear. So what other impacts has it had in making changes in how you manage your herd?
The big impact, Shay, I would say with the sire identification part is I can tell you a story. We had heifers that were kind of, we calve our heifers about the first part of March, and we have a big barn. They all go in at night, and then they get jugged up. And we had our heifers have always been pretty calm, and you'd have one, she'd calve, and she'd be real quiet. Then all of a sudden, that calf would start to move, and she'd start to push that calf around the pen. And the year before we started, we had that issue. And then the next year we had it again. Well, we had the sires written on those heifers' tags, and it turned back. It was a bloodline. It was one bull we'd bought. And so we eliminated that bull, and we eliminated that issue in the barn. So that was kind of a nice thing. I guess that would probably be the biggest thing we use it for. You can identify problems quicker in your herd, I think, would be the big way to put it.
So those first 2 years when you were getting these numbers back, was it hard to make those changes right away and trust it?
Yeah, you know, and we don't select heifers. You know, we'll usually what we do if we test 150 heifer calves or whatever, we test every heifer calf. And at shipping time, well, at precondition time, we go ahead and we'll put a pink tag in the calves we wanted to keep. And usually we'll keep 50 head of heifers. Well, we'll tag 75, 80 head of heifers, and then shipping day, we'll just sort off the phenotypically the ones we want to keep. And that's kind of the way we use it. You know, because you will sort some heifers off that are pretty dang nice heifers. And I guess we kind of decided when we started, well, we're going to roll with it. You know, if we're going to spend the $25 or whatever it is to do it, we're going to try it. And I think it's helped. I think, like I say, your bottom end's not quite so much of a bottom end is what I would say, Shay.
So how long have you been using this?
This is, I think 2020 was our fifth year of using it. I think the 2016 models were our first ones that were
okay
tested. But,
well, awesome. Yeah. So how would you say this has impacted, you know, profitability of your operation?
Well, I'd say profit-wise, if you get bigger weaning weights and you don't have to have as many cutback calves, that's where your profit comes. I mean, and what's hard, if I visit with other guys about it, you probably don't see it as much as, you know, while I precondition my calves and I got an extra 10 cents. I don't know if you'll see it there, but I think the knowledge of what's going on inside your cow herd is a pretty big advantage to you. And then, you know, if your weaning weights will come up, I think eventually or whatever, if you're, you know, we pick heifers, we're kind of a performance, we like, you know, and our cows, and we sell by the pound. And if you can get those weaning weights up a little higher, keep creeping up, you're getting more money per head, you know, is kind of what I would say there, Shay.
Well, that's awesome to hear. So what steps did you take when you were thinking about starting this process?
Well, we actually, when we got into it, we went to I think it was Tom Brink was giving a speech somewhere up around here, and he was pushing with his Top Dollar and DNA stuff. And then we were going to go through one company, and we talked to a breeder, and he said, well, Red Angus is doing this and it's about half the price. So we contacted Red Angus, and they've been real good about, they'll walk us through it, because sometimes I need coloring crayons to figure things out. they'll walk you through it. And yeah, so they got us online. The order forms and stuff were all online, and then we just had to sample the calves, I guess. And that was kind of the steps we had to go through it, I guess, to start with.
So what was one of the challenges you faced right away when you started this process?
Well, the worst challenge I would say was the blood cards, because I could get blood everywhere in the world, but I couldn't get it on the cards. That wasn't very good. And then keeping the record straight, you know, you have to. So we went to the tissue samplers, which is a way better thing to do it with. And then to keep just the serial code on the tissue sampler that goes with the calf, I guess, would be what I would say is the best, was just keeping the record part of it straight is probably the toughest challenge. We sample them all on the branding table, so they're all caught, so it's not a big thing that way. But just there's a lot of numbers get shouted out when you're branding and making sure the guy writing numbers down has it correct. So
is there anything you did to overcome this challenge besides making sure the guy shouting out the numbers and writing them down had them correct?
Yeah, yeah, you put somebody on the bookwork that can hear. That's for the first thing you do. No, and the tissue samplers made it quite a bit simpler. Just they're kind of like an ear tag, and so it's a lot, you know. We still have mix-ups, but it's not a huge deal. For this part, you can either retest the calf, or sometimes you just kind of sell that calf because you don't have a DNA test done on him. But
right. I know we like using the tissue samplers too.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah, they're a little more money, but they're well worth what you pay for them, that's for sure. I tried hair one time too, and that was a disaster also. So, yeah, learned by mistake, I guess. But
what are some challenges you face right now with this process?
There's not a whole lot. I guess maybe it does cost some money, and that's maybe the biggest deal is it worth the cost? We believe it does. It is, because it does cost. I mean, everybody's got tighter margins all the time, and it's another $20-$25 a head out to do it. But I would say right now that would be, as the sampling them and getting, it's still getting the record straight, but the cost would probably be the biggest thing I would say we look at yet, but I think it's well worth it.
So what would you recommend to someone who is interested in starting this in their own herd?
I would tell them to try it. And if they did try it, I'd tell them to not get frustrated. The first years, we were pretty proud of our cow herd. You'll get numbers back, and they're not, your calves aren't going to all be in the 1% or the top. They're going to be all over the place. And it's like anything DNA that, we AI our heifers. And so, we're usually AI to a stud bull from some ABS or Gen X or something. And they have more calves out there. So their numbers, they're going to have more proven numbers. And a lot of times your bulls that we buy that just are herd bulls, they get put in our herd, so the numbers on those calves won't be through the roof, but it's okay. I mean, you just take what your herd average and make sure your calves are above that herd average, I think is what we kind of went with. And is what I'd say. I mean, I would say don't get discouraged with it right away. And then once you start testing, your numbers will kind of level out too, it seems like.
So when you first got the data back and were trying to analyze it, was it pretty easy to understand right away?
Yeah, it was. They send you, it's on an Excel spreadsheet format type. And I actually, it was nice to me. I guess I'm not real tech savvy, but I can run an Excel spreadsheet. And I kind of take down, I average out each one of the bulls and mm-hmm. I break it down that way. And I kind of make it simpler for dad to look at and stuff. But yeah, for the most part, it's real easy to, you can sit there and what you're looking at, I would say is real good.
Good. So what is something you wish you would have done differently with this?
I'm not real sure about that, I guess, Shay. Would have went to tissue samplers the first year, would have been a lot better. I don't know. The first year, we kind of tried to sort the heifers off, and if we'd have went to just sorting 80, 75, 80 heifers off, it would have been a lot quicker selecting heifers, I think, the first year. But, and I think that, I guess, if I'd have understood the DNA thing a little more when we started, I understood with the numbers, because when the numbers come back, we kind of went, what are we doing here? And I think, but now you kind of understand it, and it's a process. It's not a 1 year, try it 1 year. If you do it, you kind of got to do it. I would say you turn cows every, your herd will turn over every 10 years, and it's kind of that 10 year process of, once you get all the cows tested, now see what you got, Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but after 4 or 5 years, the fourth year we really started seeing things really, the weaning weights were starting to creep up, and it's just, you get more tested cows in your herd, that's mm-hmm. what goes on there.
Did you reach out to a lot of other producers who had tried this before you took it on?
No, there wasn't a lot of people that were doing it, or I hadn't met many. The gals at Red Angus or the in the office were pretty good help. And then there were some breeders that we bought bulls from that were the ones that, give us some hints and some ideas of how to do it and what to do it and stuff. And that's kind of where we, and I, I've met a few guys now that are doing it, and a few guys have started it, tried it and quit it. But, there's not a lot of guys that I know of in our area that are doing it.
All right. So with that, do you have any other advice or thoughts that you would like to give?
I just think with doing this DNA, if people understand, it's got to be don't do it if you're just going to do it once and that's it, And I know guys, I guess I met a guy that he keeps his replacement heifers, and I think that's a good idea. And then he goes ahead and tests them after he's picked out his replacements. I don't think there's a wrong way to do that. But just stay with it. If you're going to do it, then give yourself a chance to to see what's going to happen. You know, a lot of times, and it's hard because thing, you know, from year to year, money gets tight and that stuff. But I think if you're gonna, you know, make, if you do it, make a, at least a 5-year commitment. We're gonna do it for 5 years and see if it's worth it. For us, I think if guys do that, I think they will just continue on with it. I think.
Well, awesome. So. I guess we hit all the questions. So unless you have anything else you want to add, thank you for your time.
You bet. It was pretty quick and harmless.
And that's a wrap on that one. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Bryce and his experience with testing his commercial herd and all the benefits he received from it. It really seems to have worked for him. So if this is something you're interested in, maybe check into it. I think it's pretty neat and very valuable in the beef industry. With that, give me that like, share, shout out, that rating. You guys have been amazing. I appreciate your feedback and hearing from you. Be sure to find me live on my social media pages. I usually go live and you can see and interact with me and visit with me there. On the weeks that I do not publish episodes, I'll be on there. But other than that, please make sure to check out my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and you can get to know me better. I push out industry information as well. So check out those channels, and I hope to see you there and connect with you even more. Have a great rest of your day.